previously on Corporate Homie.
Less is for a corporate homie from Versus.
Don't be afraid to shout yourself out.
You can work with people even if you don't like them.
They should be on the Versus, not the Versus.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
we have CG Townsend with us, who is about all things balance.
I don't want to sleep when I die. Like, I want to sleep right now. Living a balanced, not busy life is over time. What is it that you're doing throughout your day to make you feel so balanced?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
I said whoop. Oh, you're going to let me whoop because we have a guest. Oh, I love it.
Because we have a guest.
We need to have guests all the more often because we are delighted we have a guest in the Corporate Homie building today. We have
Red Bull excited.
Red Bull excited. Yes, because we have CG Townsend with us, who is about all things balance. She has her own podcast, which we are big and avid listeners of.
We listen
to her podcast. We follow her on all the socials, and it is called Balanced, Not Busy. And we are so delighted to have her here today to talk a little bit, because we talk so much about hustling that we've become really fascinated with the idea that you can be a hustler, but even as you hustle hard, as we like to say, you need to find ways to put back in balance. And we often talk about not pouring from an empty cup and making sure that you are whole so that you can get out there and do it, do the thing. I was about to say something inappropriate.
It's all good.
Do
this
the
is
thing.
An adult podcast.
You can adult tell. Podcast, but we don't really curse on our podcast because, you know, our mama listens. So, and she doesn't know we curse. Right? And so we, why don't you kick us off, CG? Tell us a little bit about how you became, you know, the prophet of balances, how that became your ministry.
Wow, the prophet. Oof. I just don't even know if I've held that title, and I have had a lot of titles, so this is going to be fun.
We now anoint you prophet.
Yes, about a superpower, my goodness. But first and foremost, thank you both for having me on the show. This, I cannot wait for this conversation. I'm so excited to just talk about all the things, especially as it relates to being a corporate homie. So a little bit about me being a prophet of balance. I started this journey about 6 years ago. To be honest, it was all about me. I wanted to share with the world what I was doing. I was really, really active in the community. I still am. I had a corporate job. I was also involved in my church, and I was working out, and I was building relationships and nurturing friendships. I was just kind of doing a little bit of everything. When people asked me how I did it, I very simply told them, you know, I don't really feel busy. I feel kind of balanced. So that birthed the hashtag, and I started using it on social media. But the more and more I used it, the more people asked me, well, how do you do it? What is it that you're doing throughout your day to make you feel so balanced? What is going on in your head? And people were just really nosy, to be honest with you.
No, because I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Like, teach me your ways.
You know, and I was like, that was my initial reaction. Man, folks are nosy. But then I was like, gosh, this is something. You know, people really want to know. And I've always been a huge advocate of building community. And so as I started to think about ways to share this information with people, I really saw it as an extension of the community work I was doing. I was like, man, what if we had an entire society that didn't glorify busyness? Wow. You know, what would that look like? Yeah, I'm like, man, hustle hard, sleep when you die. I'm like, man, I'm just not trying to sleep only when
all the things that I say on a regular basis.
Yeah.
She's gonna bless you today, though.
And it's no offense, right? Like, it's okay to say those things, but literally all I could think about was like, I don't want to sleep when I die. Like, I want to sleep right now, you know? Like, so how do
you know, it's funny you say that, see, because we used to say that all the time, like, sleep is for suckers, and now we're like, sleep is for the living.
Sleep is for the living. Yes.
Like, sleep is everything. Are you kidding me? I love to sleep.
Sleep is life.
Like, so yeah, so I mean, that's how it started, and my goodness, look at us now. I'm doing speaking engagements and workshops and having conversations like this and hosting my own podcast, and it's really been a blessing, not just for others, you know, because people are so awesome. They share with me all the time, you know, different things that they picked up. They ask questions, I answer. It's great. It's a conversation, right? But it's also been a blessing for me because my life has evolved since that first day. And I have enjoyed just evolving and my own personal growth in balance, you know, as I change. So that's kind of how I landed here.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about the podcast. Like, can you share a little bit about, like, who's your typical listener? Do you have a typical listener? Do you, you know, just for our listeners who may not have had a chance to listen yet, to share a little bit about the podcast?
Yeah, a lot of times it's women that are listening, mostly women that are active in the workplace, high performers, overachievers, who also have desires to build families, want to work out, want to stay healthy, really just anyone who wants to live a multifaceted life and doesn't want to have to sacrifice one thing in order to have another. Mm-hmm. That's who I would say the audience is. And then as far as like the people that are on the shows, because it's interview style, very conversational, I like to bring on people that are real people, you know,
like
have practical tips to share, things that you can do right away. You know, it's funny because I say they're real people, but then folks will message me and be like, you just interviewed, you know, a doctor from CNN. That's not a real person. And I'm like,
that's my line sister.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, well, the conversation was real, you know, I mean, so I like to ask people, you know, how they define balance. And it's been the perfect next step for the Balance Not Busy brand, because so much of the brand was reliant on me and my personal experiences. And now I have another way that I can engage other people and talk to them about their balance and what it looks like for this season in their lives. And it's really brought me such great joy to talk to those folks.
So that's a perfect segue, because, you know, I think that lots of people might have found themselves balanced before COVID and coronavirus. And as we are recording this episode, we are 8 months into the pandemic with no end in sight. And I feel like at the beginning of the pandemic, everyone was enjoying a little bit of a break, you know, baking all the breads, cooking all the cookies, playing all the games, putting together all the puzzles. But now we really understand that, like, this is it. This is how we're going to work. Tell us a little bit about what your definition of balance was before and if it's changed in this season.
I don't think that my definition of balance has changed. I think for me, it's fairly fundamental. And so it's just kind of who I am. It's how I live. It's how I move. And really, the root of my personal definition is that I always prioritize myself first. Mm-hmm. And so that has continued.
I felt that for somebody.
But, and you know, just to take it one step further, you know, self-care is like a trend now. And sometimes I cringe a little bit because I'm like, you know, society believes that self-care is only on Sundays or that's not really the message. But what I will say, when I say prioritization of self first, for me, that means that when I'm whole, when I'm in a good place, everything and everyone around me will also be whole and in a good place.
Says you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yes.
Right? So, well, and yes. I was about to say, I do want to let the homies know that you're a mom, because I feel like lots of times, at least our listeners, the homies, and people that certainly we're friends with are like, oh, that's for people that don't have kids, right? Like, You right. can make yourself a priority, but when you're a mother.
Yeah. And you know, it's great that you bring that up, because I'm a bonus mom. So I have my own set of unique situations that come with that, you know, co-parenting and things like that. And that adds an additional layer. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that adds an additional list of logistics and change right. and disruption. And so that's why I think that that definition really has got to be fundamental, regardless of what the situation is. It's that your actions, your tactics, and your strategies change when there's disruption, right? Like you can't play the game with those old rules anymore. You need rules and new ways of doing things. And that's probably been the biggest change for me. I mean, my like ways that I create space have changed drastically. I mean,
can you give us some examples of that?
Oh gosh, I could probably talk for 8 hours on examples. But yes, I will tell you. So like many others, I'm now working from home. And unlike many others, I used to love my commute. You know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and people hate traffic and they hate the commute.
I was gonna say, that's very anti-Atlanta.
Yes, it's very strange, right? But I love my commute because I didn't get in traffic. I actually took the bus and the train to work every day, and I loved it. I loved my walk to the bus. I loved seeing my bus driver. I loved the people that were on the bus with me. Then we would get to the train station. I'd read my book. I loved it. I mean, I was devouring books. I would read like 2 to 3 a month. And for me, reading is self-care.
Right.
And so I loved it, right? Well, when we started working from home, there's no more commute. And I really struggled, especially in those first few months, with when do I read? Like, I have to read, but when do I do it? And everything had changed, right? Like, I was consumed by more information at nighttime, so I was staying up way past my bedtime, which then I couldn't get up first thing in the morning, you know, to carve out time to read. I found that I desired more devotion and meditation time just to center myself, to deal with all that comes with living in a pandemic. And so I didn't have the same amount of time in the morning that I used to have. And it was really hard. I was going months without reading. I felt very disconnected. Great books were being released and I felt so behind. I was like, what is this? Like, all because I can't
read. I gotta get in this book game.
Yeah. So my solve was Sundays. And I was like, you know what? You don't really like to have screen time on Sundays anyway. It's your Sabbath. Beyond church, that's really the only screen time I do on Sundays. And I was like, you can read on Sundays. That's your day. But then that impacts Saturday. So that means that my Saturdays became heavier with things that I used to be able to divide over the course of 2 days.
You were the second person that I know who took the bus that loved the bus. One of my sorority sisters, I know she listens sometimes, Tamika Hart, had a whole like Facebook thing on bus chronicles when she lived in DC. Like, this is what I saw on the bus. But she also said the same thing, that she loved everything about taking the bus. And she has since moved back to Memphis and is really advocating for Memphis's bus system to improve so that other people can
get it. And it sounds like what you enjoy about it is, the, like you said, some me time every day that you know you'll be able to get ready for work and then decompress from work. And I certainly think that that's been a big challenge for me. And I'm a newlywed too, so I don't know if it's the pandemic or just recently living with someone, is when the day ends, there's no transition out. It's like the person, my husband works outside the home. So it's like he walks in and then all of a sudden the night that we're switching and there's no transition, as where I could see how riding on the bus or something like that allows you to decompress from your day and to shift into wife and mommy mode and get yourself ready. Absolutely. I do want to talk, you talked about staying up late and your routine. And I will say this, I really don't know how I started to follow you, but I know one of the things that I immediately was super impressed as you are a woman of routine and system. And I struggle, as does Bimitra, with a nighttime routine.
So
and
we're
jump on House Party and find us, homies. If you ever want to chat with us, we're on House Party
at 11 o'clock or so. With our brother.
You ever want to catch up with a Ligon?
Ligon sickness.
We are on house party. And so I'm so impressed that I see you and your in your routine. Tell us about your nighttime routine, because we both have had that on our like goal list for the last 2 years and have yet to manage it. So I would love to know what it actually entails instead of what I've just seen glimpses of.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, and I will say my perfect world is probably 80% of the time. It's very rare that I go rogue from the nighttime routine. You know, I start to kind of bring it down, and I mean all the way down. Lights in the house, TV, screens, everything.
I'm already realizing everything I'm doing wrong.
That does not include house party. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
You have to train your senses, and you have to feed each and every one of your senses. And your eyes are the first thing that need to just kind of like, whoa, things need to start to look different, right? So that's the first thing, like turn off all these lights and all that extra rigmarole, right? And simultaneously, while that's happening, I'm putting my hot tea. And I am a real deal hot tea person. Like there's a kettle. I'm not skipping any steps with no electronic kettles and all that. Like, no, it's on the stove.
It's gonna whistle.
Yes, and it's gonna whistle.
I'm a tea person too, so I hear you.
Yes, so there's always tea involved. I sweeten with honey because, again, your senses and everything works together. So sugar brings you right back up. So if you need to sweeten with honey or any alternative.
Natural sweetener.
Agave or something. And then I drink my tea while also doing like my skincare routine, and it varies. I like to switch it up. Like if I've had kind of a really long day, I will use oils primarily. So oil cleanser and then like a facial oil serum, because the scent helps to calm. If I've had kind of just like a normal day, I'll use like a citrus based cleanser for those scents. Cause it's, again, all scents. I alternate between diffuser and humidifier. Both of those are great for you, your body, your skin, your mind. I also tend to listen to a meditation on the way to bed or deep breathing techniques.
Other than the skincare.
We got a citrus cleanser and an oil-based cleanser and a chamomile tea. Your girl is getting ready to get a routine. Yes. I mean, look for me.
Yes. Right.
Yes. But again, that's why I say I don't like the trend of self-care, because I think people miss that there are small things you can do every day that are important, so you don't have to need this massive self-care overload. Like you shouldn't get to Wednesday and be falling apart, you know, like just do a little bit every day.
So how many minutes? Is this like a
Less than an hour. Yeah, we're like 15 minutes. I like to start to go to bed about 9:30, 9:45. And I don't even start this part until 9. This I will tell you. When you have a nighttime routine, like it sets you up for your morning. So if you're pressed, if you're like, I want my mornings to go a certain way, I want to feel a certain way, I want to be able to get a certain amount of things done, it's my power hours, you can't do the morning part without the nighttime part.
I love that. It's a nighttime session. I like it. I love that. So let me ask you this, because Demetra and I always say, you know, hey, when we're our best selves, like, you know, we've gotten 7 hours of sleep, we've worked out that morning, you know, we've eaten clean, you got your big, you know, things that you want to get done for the day. But then there's other days where you're like, I can't get off the blocks.
Yeah.
You have days like that? And if so, how do you reset yourself?
Yeah, I have a ton of days like that more recently because of COVID. I mean, I personally have, I've really had to level set with myself with COVID. Not just the actual, like, I call it COVID, you know, the pandemic part of it, but just everything. Like, just decision-making feels so weighted. I mean, you can't even make a decision on if you're going to send the kids to school or not with it impacting like the world. I mean, you know, it's so much.
Everything's so heavy. Everything.
And so for me, I use every tactic I've ever used before all at once. You know, typically I will say, okay, CG, you're preparing for a big meeting at work. You know, you need to use this essential oil in your diffuser and you need to pray this prayer. when I have off days, I do it all. I pray all the prayers. I use all the oils. I use all the meditation multiple times during a day. Normally, I can have a good, decent day with just a little bit of meditation in the morning. I'm talking like 7 minutes, 7 to 10 mm-hmm. minutes of meditation every morning usually sets me up. But when I'm having an off day, I'm like, okay, morning, noon, and night meditation. You know, like I need it all. And one thing I will say is, I credit a lot of that, like the ability to know when I'm off and to know what to do, to self-awareness that I have practiced for years. And that's why I tell people living a balanced, not busy life is over time. This is not a one-off turn the light switch on and now we can make it happen. Like I have been able to handle disruption and change because I committed 6 years ago to figuring out how to level set with myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not needing anyone to tell me to do that. Like, you know thyself best. What do you need?
That's interesting because, you know, I feel like sometimes when people decide to set boundaries or get them a routine, they're a little self-righteous about it. So it's, you know, I won't be able to take the call with you because I'm setting boundaries.
I have a routine and I start my routine
at 9.
Right.
So I'm not going
right.
to do that. You said you've been at this 6 years. That's what made me think about it. Like, okay, well, you can't be obnoxious for 6 years. Give us some buzzwords. Cause like, we love to give the homies things about creative ways to say no. I would, you know, like, instead of just being like, it's like, oh, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. Or, you know, that sounds like fun, but I'm gonna have to catch y'all next time. Right. But it's still just a good old fashioned no. Tell us about how, you know, when you're like, I know I'm going to bed between 9 and 9:30 and you have a husband, does he go to bed at 9:32? How that works when you're with family and friends or someone wants to have a quick, I know you're in junior league, you know, self community involvement. How do you say that? Are you talking about the routine? Or are you just like, I got a conflict? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, for me, I think it's a little bit different because I obviously have a platform where I share, you know, details about my life. And so I don't necessarily have to do a lot of one-off communicating to friends and family because
I say, like, girl, you know that's off-brand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my actions. And it's funny because they'll call me out. So early in the pandemic, I was staying up so late. Like, I was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, who is this girl? And I was posting on social media. Like, and people were like, that is so off-brand. Why are you up? Like,
everything okay? Why are you
is everything okay? Like, so people.
Whereas for us, if someone called my house at 9:30 and my wife was like, Demetria is asleep, they're like, is she sick? Is she not feeling well?
Right. But I will say, here's the thing. For the person that's not on social media all the time, telling people about their rhythms, routines, and lifestyles, like, you will have to communicate if it's something different. But I think less about communicating and more about consistency. Mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time, especially as it relates to professional boundaries, right? If you from day one say, hey, you know, I like to have family time on the weekends and I'm not always connected. I may not see your email. I may not know, you know, that you're trying to reach me. But then you reply to emails all weekend. People are not going to take you seriously. They're going to be like, well, she said that, but she's always plugged in. And so if you say something, you have to stick with that. Like, you can't.
I absolutely adore this quote because nothing drives me more crazy than big overtures and announcements. And then literally 30 seconds later, you're doing something else. So one of the places I see it the most is on social media. Somebody will announce, which you don't need to, that they're going to take a social media break. Just take the break, right? And then literally, hey, I'm back for such and such.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's because
show y'all this. I'm like, you're not taking the break. And here's the thing. Now I'm judging you, and I wouldn't have even known if you didn't make this big announcement that you were taking the break. Right. Yeah.
Right. And I think that's really interesting because I, especially as far as setting professional boundaries, I really have never worked Sundays, and I work in big law, which is kind of unheard of. And I've actually done it by not making a big proclamation. And I'm saying that I have worked Sunday. So like, I don't want anybody saying like, how should I be a partner? But for the most part, I work Sundays when I have to. But what I did is just didn't work Sundays. Right. So I worked some long Saturdays. I would turn a document, hot potato it to you Saturday night at 7 p.m. because I know you need to work through it Sunday. You're going to get it back to me late Sunday afternoon. By the time I can turn on Monday, it's appropriate. You know, things like that. Yes. Like Bimitra, like you're saying about consistency without the proclamation. And I do feel like we're getting to be a part of a world where it's like, I need to announce my money moves. And I don't necessarily agree about the, like, you have to move in silence, but I do think you communicate way more with your actions than you ever do, like you said, with your proclamation.
Yeah, you know, you and I have always said, like, you know, maybe it's because we're, you know, preacher's kids, but, you know, sacred Sundays. And I always joke that if you see me on Sunday, we're friends. Right? You're not a business associate.
Right.
Because I'm not doing that. I have to do that stuff. Not have to, but I choose to do networking. And back when we did those things during the week. And for me, Sundays was like, okay, this is a day that I'm hanging with people that I'm friends with, that I view a part of my social circle, not we're going to do some networking or this is something to advocate for the bank or, you know, what have you. So I love that, but I love that about the consistency more so than the communication itself. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, so that's really the key.
If you live in the house, you said your husband does not necessarily go to bed early. So that's what I say. So if you're shutting down, what'd you say? Lights, camera, actions, like you should, and in social media and TV, where is he? And
is he because Travis is watching NBA basketball. Yeah,
basically, Travis is clearly still watching all the things. No, and you know what? It works well for us. You know, like I like to go ahead and shut it down. He doesn't, and he stays up, and that gets to be his decompression.
And is he
time.
Like in another room? He's not in the bedroom trying to watch TV.
No.
Okay.
Now, but also, right, like healthy relationship, there's some compromise there, right? And so and it's interesting enough because my love language is quality time. So I'm probably the first to realize, like, man, I've been going to bed, you've been up watching NBA finals. Like, we haven't really had any quality time. So I will say, okay, well, my meetings don't start until 9, you know, on this day. Maybe I could stay up a little bit later. Or like we stayed up later to watch Lovecraft Country last night.
Girl,
right.
Didn't so we
like,
all.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's the other thing. When folks start to think about boundaries, they get so rigid and structured around it. And I think that what you have to realize is that the ebb and flow is also a part of living healthy, you know, like, and thriving. If you become so regimented about your boundaries, they're not fun anymore. You know, like they're not like they're no longer the things that matter most to you. Instead, they're work. Like you've now made it work and you've made it difficult and you have to communicate. And also, you brought up the junior league, and I have a tip here for folks. If they're out here like me, where they're working all day and then going to these after work meetings, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they're virtual or in person, because of my bedtime, because they used to be in person and I would have to commute home, it was never a surprise to a junior league person when I left a meeting early.
Mm.
And I didn't make a big to-do about it. I just said, I need to go.
Right.
Like, if there was no other really hardcore business or if I had given my updates, it was just time for me to go. Like, I knew I had to commute to get home, and I knew I needed to like start to bring myself down and decompress and get ready for bed. And so I think that that's the other thing. Like, if you want to be a high performer, if you want to give back to your community while also, you know, working full time, you might have a side hustle, you may have a family. I get all of that. And that is why I think it is so important to me that when I explain these things on social platforms as Balanced Not Busy, I want people to see all the different layers and dimensions and like, you can do this. Like, you can do this. You can live with a full to-do list and still not glorify busyness.
I think the thing that I've learned the most is, like everything else we do, it's woven into your lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, that's one of the tips that we give the homies about prioritizing themselves is put yourself in your calendar first, right? And then make everything else have to get. So that's what the biggest thing I've learned is, like, it's not like, okay, well, now I'm going to do this. It's like, there are little things you can do throughout the day. Like Demetra and I were talking last week, and I was like, man, I hate that I'm stuck upstairs in this office. It's so beautiful outside. She's like, take your laptop downstairs and work in the back.
Work outside.
Like, you know, like work outside. Like, you're not stuck up there. You like being outside. It, you know, this is the nice weather season for Tampa. So I love that it's just like little things you can do to weave in there throughout your day to get that balance, right? You know,
we hold ourselves back. You know, we give ourselves too many rules. We give ourselves too many unrealistic expectations. We dive into societal pressures. It's us. We hold ourselves back. And so that's why you have to start with the self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Who am I? What is going on? What are my barriers? What, you know, how am I standing in my own way first?
Yeah. Last thing I want to say about that, and then I'm going to ask you one more question, is we try to really encourage the homies that like self-care isn't just bubble baths and hot tea and facial scrub, but it's like, have you gone to get a physical? Did you get your annual exams? Have you been to the dentist? When's the last time you had eye? Like, all of that is a part of taking care of your whole self, not just, you know, putting on a robe at the spa and snapping it up to put it on the gram, but like, are you actually taking care of your self in all the ways? So
I could not agree more. I just recently interviewed Dr. Nicole Garner Scott. She's a money coach, and we were talking about the impact of money shame on your day-to-day routine. Like, when you're working all day and then you feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck, you start to feel regret for your job, and it impacts your productivity and how you show up in the workplace.
Sure.
Like, you're annoyed, you're frustrated, you don't feel like you're making enough money. Like, so, and we were like, that impacts your balance. That impacts your ability to thrive.
Yeah. So last question before you go, are there any types of like apps or tools or planners that you use that you think like, you know, it's going to be hard for you to be balanced, you know, without these types of tools, or this is my goal too, that really keeps my day balanced?
Yes. So many. I'll trim it down for you. So I'm a huge paper planner person. I will admit that, you know, I have Outlook for work. I have Gmail, you know, and the Google Calendar suite for all my emails, you know, that are associated with that. But everything gets dumped into my planner. And the act of actually taking all those things and putting them into my planner keeps me real focused. And it's such a gentle reminder as to if my day is too full. So when I start to look at everything in one place, I can very quickly say, you've totally overprogrammed next Tuesday. Keep Wednesday light. So if you get an invite to something, you got to say no or ask if they can talk on Thursday. So it helps me really level set and keep my days very balanced, which I think is important. As far as like productivity apps, so I've tried a ton, ditched them all, because what I realized was I was trying to keep up with the Joneses with all these cool apps, and I don't like screen time. So apps are not conducive for me.
Damn.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's off brand. But I will say, I do use meditation apps like they're going out of business, because I'm like, how do I support them and keep them alive? So I love the Calm app. It's one of my favorites.
We just gave that to all of our associates at work.
Yes.
We just pay for all the associates to get the Calm app.
And so, kudos to you, because at my job, they just gave us a subscription to Headspace through September 2021, which is similar. And I've recently started incorporating Headspace. I love Headspace for the, there's lots of options and variety there. You can walk and meditate. You can run and meditate. They have lots of different types and styles of meditation, whereas the Calm app is a little bit more traditional. But I like both. I like to go back and forth between both. Also a huge fan of Insight Timer. It's a great app. And there's a lot of to-do lists and project management apps. I will say I'm a Google person, so I just, and this is not a paid ad by any means necessary, but Google, I'm here if you
want to pay me.
I'm ready. But I use Google Keep. And I really love it. It helps me kind of keep my thoughts together. I don't use it as a primary to-do list. I use it as a brain dump. So if I'm on the go at Target and I think, ooh, I need to get an oil change, I just pop it into Google Keep. And then when I get back in front of my computer, I can go back and reference it. So it's a really great tool for me when I'm on the go, because I have a lot of thoughts. Like, and I have a lot of, you know, really every interaction for me is a balanced, not busy case study. So if I have a conversation with the lady at Kroger and she's telling me how burnout she is, she might become the inspiration for a future post. So I got to type that real quick, you know? So yeah, I dump a lot in that app. But other than that, I try to keep it simple. I try to keep the screen time low. So not a lot of stuff on my computer or my phone that keeps me organized. I'm very old school. I like big flip charts and post-it notes and color-coded calendars.
You and Demetria could be best friends.
I am a color-coded calendar. Yes, I'm a total color. And then that helps me be able to see what kind of day I'm having. A community day, a billable day, you know, whatever.
Yes. I know that you said that you didn't deserve the term profit, but you gave so many good gems and good word, as we say, today. And just want to thank you so much for taking the time to share with the homies.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
Just so enjoyed it. Tell the homies how they can find you and how they can keep up with you.
Yeah. Oh gosh. If you are looking for kind of the behind the scenes of my personal balance, not busy life, mixed in with some tips and tricks, you can find me on Instagram at Balance Not Busy. If you want to hear how other folks are living balanced, you can listen to the podcast every Tuesday. There's a new episode there. Also, I have a newsletter called the Find Your Balance newsletter, and I weave in things that I'm up to, whether it's speaking engagements or books for the Books for Balance book club, or devotions or resources or articles that I've read, really just anything. And I send that out kind of when the wind blows. So if I have some good information, I get it out there without overloading your inbox. And then there's the website. So on balancenotbusy.com, that's kind of the central hub of all the goods. So you can very easily go there and find anything that you're looking for. You may even see a blog post or two. I say may because I have a love-hate relationship with blogging. So I post when I want to. So you may see something good there too. I am fairly responsive via email and DM and all the places. So, you know, I'm available. I have accepted this calling and made myself available for the masses.
Well, keep preaching the gospel of balance. We are all about it. And thank you again. And we will keep up with you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.